It's the crumb.
Slow down, falling numbers ahead. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. We have a rundown this morning of just how much cash GM has been going through. The company says it lost nearly $10 billion in the fourth quarter and burned through $6 billion during that time as it reached out for help from the government. The net loss for 2008 was $31 billion. GM executives are back in Washington today to talk to the Obama administration about a request for additional bailout funds. Another thing on the president's to-do list today is giving his budget to Congress. The 10-year spending plan includes a proposal to increase health coverage. The price tag for that alone is $634 billion. The question is, how can we afford that right now? Marketplace's Dan Gretsch takes a look.
President Obama's budget includes something Americans never would have seen during the Bush administration, tax hikes on the wealthy. Starting in 2 years, the income tax on families earning more than $250,000 a year would rise nearly 5 percentage points to 39.6%. Obama also plans to keep the estate tax, which is slated to disappear. But one proposal is likely to generate the most debate. Obama wants to reduce the deductions the wealthy can take on mortgage interest and charitable contributions, from 35 cents on the dollar down to 28 cents. The fear is that would reduce donations to charities and further depress the housing market. In all, the tax cuts would save an estimated $318 billion over 10 years. The money would be used to pay for about half of the health care package. The other half would come from cost savings in Medicare. Obama plans to make good on his promise to reduce the burden for the middle class and the working poor. The budget proposal extends this year's $400 annual tax cut. The budget plan has to pass through Congress before it becomes law. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The proposal also includes $250 billion to be set aside in case the president goes back to Congress for more money to help the financial system. There is a new bank rescue plan today in the UK. Britain is launching a scheme to insure toxic assets. European markets remain higher this hour. It was a down day for Asian shares. The Dow finished at 72.71 yesterday after losing 80 points or 1.1%. The Gap announces earnings today. Old Navy and Banana Republic are part of the chain, and like other retailers, it's been hit hard by the recession. But as Ashley Milne-Tite reports, its problems go back even further.
Get into the groove.
Even Madonna cavorting in Gap jeans didn't do anything to lift sliding sales when those ads ran a few years ago. Kimberly Greenberger is a senior retail analyst at Citigroup. She says while Gap and Old Navy have been floundering for several years, Banana Republic was doing pretty well until last year.
Professional and wear-to-work clothing, and in particular the suiting category, really came under the most severe pressure in the economic downturn of the second half of 2008.
She says one of Gap's main problems is retail space.
Many of their stores are too big. They could be much, much, much smarter about the way that they utilize real estate.
But Greenberger says that's something they'll have to tackle over years as leases come up for renewal. The other problem, she says, is that Gap, Banana Republic, and Old Navy each used to dominate their fashion niche. Now they've got plenty of rivals. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
Dell is on the list to report earnings today as well. The computer company was once the biggest exporter in Ireland. Not anymore. Dell just announced a couple thousand job cuts in the country. It's a move business professor Frank Barry at Trinity College in Dublin predicted. He joins us now. Professor Barry, what does this mean for Ireland as it is also sliding deeper into a recession?
with the exception of Iceland, we're suffering the most severe downturn in growth of any industrialized country. So it comes at a particularly difficult time for us. That as the other hardware firms had stopped assembly activities in Ireland, their workers were able to get new jobs relatively easily over the course of the boom period. Now, that'll be much difficult over the course of the recession.
And we're talking 2,000 jobs here.
And that's a much more substantial number in Ireland, of course, than it would be in the States. So it's, yeah, Dell is losing about half of its workforce here in Ireland almost overnight.
And what is the corporation, Dell Corporation, then gaining with this move?
It had established a factory in Lodz in Poland about 3 or 4 years ago that was carrying on the same kinds of activities as it was doing in its Limerick plant. So now it's simply migrating its assembly operations to Poland, where wages are about one-fifth the equivalent wages that was paying in Ireland.
So the people in Ireland that will be left without jobs, where do they go?
Many of them will simply go onto the unemployment rolls for a period of time whilst they're seeking new jobs. But there's major talk of a return to emigration, which of course has been the blight of Ireland for 150 years or so. But with the downturn in Britain and the US, Australia seems to be the new destination of choice.
But what about prospects for recovery with the recession?
Well, that's it. When I mentioned adjustment costs there, that typically means, you know, how long workers remain unemployed. And the real difficulty then for Ireland, of course, is that the depth of our recession will increase the length of time that unemployed workers spend on the social welfare rolls.
Frank Barry is a professor at the School of Business at Trinity College in Dublin. Thanks so much, Professor.
Sure, you're welcome.
Be sure to catch up with Scott Jagow at his Scratchpad blog at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.